Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
All right, a little bold face truth, bold face lie. Before we get to Javier, I did see a trade, BT. A wide receiver is on the move.
Olave.
No, it is Jacoby Myers.
Oh, Raiders, okay.
Yeah, the Raiders send Jacoby Myers to the Jaguars for a fourth round and a sixth round pick.
Just to
give you an idea,
yeah,
Myers clearly not Olave or Waddle, but
yeah,
you know,
that's one of the names.
A fourth and a sixth. I mean, I would assume that the other two would be a lot more than that. Myers is good, but I mean,
yeah, the other guys will get more. And I'd have to look at. I don't know what Myers' contract is. If there's not a whole lot left on it, which I don't think that there is. Obviously, you're not going to give up much for Rento, whereas Waddle's got more, et cetera, which would impact the terms. Yeah, listen, I hope we get some action today.
Yeah.
And I we can do this a little later, but I like to see the Jets do a couple of things, and obviously the Giants, there's some things that they'll be called upon as well.
Let's go right there.
This is my bald face.
I was actually going to lead in with that, but thanks for taking it. Bald face lie, bald face truth. We'll start with BT.
Okay.
Jets and Giants will make a total of zero trades by today's deadline.
Oh, I think that's got to be a bald face lie. I'd be grossly disappointed. Now, of what magnitude? You know, Dexter Lawrence isn't going to get dealt. I think I'd even be surprised.
Are they making moves? Yes or no?
Yeah, I just said yeah. Okay. I said bald face.
Well, then you started saying what type of moves. I don't care about what moves.
Well, I gave you the answer, but right. I'm also, I don't think they're going to be earth-shattering moves. Let me put it this way. Yes, I do believe there will be moves made. I think Breece Hall is the most interesting one. I think of the bigger variety that would move the needle, I think the Jets are more inclined to do that than the Giants. But yes, to answer half, as I already did, and do it again, there will be some trades.
I'm going to say bald-faced lie. I don't think either team does
zip.
Anything. Yeah, zip, nothing.
Oh, the bald-faced truth, then.
I'm sorry, bald-faced truth. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You agree with the statement.
You were going on too long, Hoff. I'm sorry, I missed that.
Oh, I paused.
So, bald-faced truth, I don't think the Jets and Giants are going to make any moves here. What are the Jets going to accomplish here at this trade deadline? Like, they're not going to move Breece Hall. It seems like they don't want to move Breece Hall. They're not going to get enough back to warrant that to me. So, I don't think the Jets are going to make any moves here. And I don't really think they should be. I think the Jets should stand pat here and just go about their business, trying to build this thing the right way, look ahead to the draft, try to get some, you know, competent football, maybe get some more wins. And with the Giants, I think what the Giants want to move is worthless. Oh, they're looking to trade Evan Neal. Evan Neal's, I mean, I'm going to be nice. I don't want to pick on the kid, but he's worthless. Jalen Hyatt, same thing. I mean, that's my way. Man.
Let's go to Mel Kiper, Evan Neal's film. What's your assessment here, Mel?
I mean, come on. Disaster. Yes. And even more so than the actual moves, like somebody over there has to acknowledge that you can't let a lame duck general manager making any moves here at the trade. Like that would be, I would assume somebody over there has that similar thought. Now, again, I'm assuming. So who knows? But I wish that somebody would be as smart as that to think, you know what, maybe now's not the time to be making any moves. Let's just ride this thing out and see what happens in the offseason.
All right, so that's the Giants side. We kind of hit that a little bit here. So, listen, the thing that you got to look at for me, too, and I do think there'll be a trade we'll see eventually in a couple hours here, but like the Jets, I think it's smart to just get as much draft capital as they can because, you know, there's no guarantee that they've got the worst record in the NFL. I mean, we're sitting here saying, well, the Jets are going to get first pick and pick whatever quarterback they want, Mendoza, Moore, whatever. Well, they could beat the Browns this week, and they could have suddenly two wins and then maybe beat the Dolphins and finish with three and have the third overall pick, and they really want somebody at one or a two, but they can't get there unless they make a big trade. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not that you just disband the roster. They've got a few good young pieces like Mason Taylor and obviously Garrett Wilson and Gardner, you know, whatever. The good old lineman, which we like here. But I think that it's smart to just really line the pockets with potential that would help you to make a trade to get the quarterback that eventually you do want.
We'll All right, Hoff, what do you got? Number two.
All right, who am I up to? Sal.
Yeah.
Ballface truth, ballface lie. Pete Alonso will get at least one MVP vote for this 2025 season.
Boldface lie. Come on, dude. Pete had a good year. He can't be. Now, I don't know how the voting works exactly. I know I saw the finalists, Otani, Schwarber, and Soto in there for the finalists for MVP. I don't think Alonso's getting a vote. I don't think he deserves a vote for MVP. Although I will say that you can make an argument he was the most valuable player on the Mets over Soto, even though Soto's numbers are gaudy to the point where he is a finalist. I think when you win 83 games, there's nothing valuable about anybody. I could get rid of all those guys and still find a way to win 83 games next year. So I'm going to say bald face lie. Pete does not get a vote.
I'm going to play the technical route here because I have the same question that you did. If I was going first here, I probably would say the same thing, but I went second. So, you know, I mean, these guys, I'm looking at the votes from last year, Sal. You had, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. I mean, you had in each league, you had basically 20 guys getting votes. I mean, Tovar and the Rockies got a vote last year. So I'll take, yeah, I know. I got like a 10th place vote,
so
whatever
probably
it was.
Get a vote, right?
So I'll again, that's the easy way. You know, I think maybe a little bit more of an interesting conversation. Should he get more than Soto? He won't. You could probably have that on some level, but no, he'll get a vote. That's the easy way out. Bullface truth, but he should be nowhere near the award, as we know.
Very nice. Yeah. All right, and finally, this is, I think, the question of the day.
Okay.
Bullface lie, bullface truth, BT. Aaron Boone has the safest seat of all head coaches, managers in New York sports. Mm.
Okay, let's go through this here. All the managers, I think he's safer than Mendy at this point.
I think this is a fun question. You're right, Hoff. Great question.
Mendy gets off to a rough start. He could be gone. We talk about the Giants every single day. That's a problem. Aaron Glenn, I think he's fine, but you keep doing battle and if you don't win anymore. The Rangers situation. Okay. I would say that that's a bold-faced truth. I mean, even Mike Brown with the expectations, you better at least get to the finals. Yeah, I think that's fair. Bold-faced truth.
I'm going to say it's a bold-faced lie. I think Sullivan. I think you touched on it with the Rangers. Now, who knows with the Devils, Islanders? You want to throw those guys in there as well? I'm not so sure. But Sullivan.
Jordy Martinez with the Nets.
Come on. The Nets. What are they? 0-7 now.
I saw Evan. I think it was Evan tweeted something about Jordy. I was like, who the hell is Jordy?
Jordy Nelson.
Jordy.
The great John.
Jordy.
And that's good. Woof. Sullivan just got here. I did see Evan tweet something interesting about the Nets, saying that he wants Ja Morant, basically. Ja's an unhappy.
I got suspended. I saw that. I got
again,
suspended by the game.
I mean, he's got major issues. He's the guy I wanted over Zion years ago. I wanted the Knicks to get him. They end up with R.J. Barrett. They'll get Ja or Zion, end up with R.J. Barrett. And by the way, that might have been the most solid choice when you think about it. Ja with all his issues.
Yeah,
Zion
legal
with his
issues. Yeah, Zion's in good shape this year. Yeah. Ja. I saw RJ. I still checked the box score, see what Barrett and Quickly are doing. Barrett's averaging like 20-something points a game. He's playing pretty well.
I think Sullivan's got to be the safest. He just got here. Drury loves him. He's got great history and pedigree. But because of the newness, I would say him. Dable, no. Glenn, no. Brown, no. Mendy, certainly not. Mendy might be on the hottest seat of all. Well, outside of Dable. Dable, obviously, he's not going to be the coach any longer, you wouldn't think. I think Boone's relatively safe.
So do I.
But I don't know if I would say he's safer than Sullivan or maybe any of the hockey coaches.
You're a big hockey guy. Any opinion on that, Huff?
If Sullivan continued to lose the way they were doing, I think he would be out by the...
Get the hell out of here. They're not going to fire Sullivan.
Bro, hockey coaches, we know every 2 years.
They just
put him in. Yeah, but like he's already been here for like a quarter of his career, technically.
I have one bonus question today. Bold-faced truth.
No.
Bold-faced
it's my
truth.
Time.
Bold-faced lie. Can anybody on this show name the current New Jersey Devils head coach?
No. Oh, yeah. O'Keefe?
Whoa.
Sheldon Keefe. That's right.
I can name the play-by-play guy. Can't name the head coach. Patrick Waugh for the Islanders, I know that.
Yeah, Patty Waugh, sure.
I would not be able to name the...
I nailed it!
Who is it?
Sheldon Keefe.
Okay, woo! Good job. Sheldon Keefe. I would have bet the under, probably.
He got hired.
I stumbled his way there, but he got it.
He got hired May 23rd of 2024. So
he's doing a good job, too.
We'll go check out the Devils at the end of the month, I think.
They're good.
But anyway, yeah, there you have it. All right, bold-faced truth, bold-faced lie.
All right, now to the Islanders.
Oh, we did. Wah, Patrick Wah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Come on, dude.
You know that.
What
come
are you, headphones?
I forgot I know that.
We said that three times.
I still have a cold.
BT, oh, you're right. We should just be thankful that you showed up to work. BT and Sal.
No BP now? No cage work with Mendy? No soft toss?
888-808-1019. We'll take a break. We got to get to the Knicks next hour. We also have Brian Baldinger coming up. Let's do the Knicks at 1220. We'll reset with the Giants. Do Giants at 12. We'll do the Knicks at 1220. Brian Baldinger, he'll give his insight coming up at 1240. Jam-packed show. Maybe do a little free agency 1 o'clock or a combination of a bunch of different things. But still plenty of time to work with here. We'll take a quick break. Back to reset on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.